تويات ويات رانيجي تفنوات بابا هرونيت نارا كوتا تنارا كوتا وصاتا نيماتي وتتا وتمرماتي وهي تهيرا تنارا كوتا تنارا كوتا
هي هنوري هي كروريا E maungārongo ki runga ki te matoa te whenua, whakaaro pai ki ngā tangata katoa. Arohaina ngā teina me ngā tuakana, whakahonore te ato tātou kīngi atu heitia, te whirinaki a whatumona. E te arihinui e te ata, ko koe te arawhata ki te hunga wairua, e noho mai nā i te wahingaro. E tiaki nei te aka i piki ai a tāwhaki ki te rangitua ngā huru, Tukua mai te ngākau mahaki e kūpapa atu nei. Tēnei o mātou pununga tāne, pununga wahine, ngā morehu o tēnei ao, mate mate tino i atu ki a koe. Ko mātou tēnei e muru nei, ki mua ki tō aroaro. Manaaki te amai i roto i ngā mahi, whakaorengi a mātou i roto o mātou māuiwitanga. Anō e pā, ko koe te timatanga, Ko koe te whakamutunga, ko koe te mana mutunga kore. Rire, rire, paimārire. Tō ti āki ngā whakaora maramatanga mai e te atua. O tō mātou kēngi atu heitia, mo te whirinaki a whatumuana. Te kāhui ariki mō ngā tinana e mā wiwiana. Taino ki a mātou kato i te rangi nei.
Hey, oh, 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 oh. Te reo,
te reo,
te reo irirangi.
O nā te tamo.
104.6 FM.
Tūmeke.
Ahakoa heiti te matakahi. Ka pakaru i au te tōtara. Ko tōna tikanga, ahakoa heiti te toki. Kaore e kore, ka hinga te rākau rangatira. Hei painga o te iwi katoa. I may be a small wedge of a small army when being taunted by a large force.
Te reo,
te reo,
te reo irirangi.
O nā te tamo.
104.6 FM.
Tūmeke.
FM.
Tūmeke.
we taught them when we were young. My parents were taught them. I was guessing our grandparents, but my understanding of it was that it was around in Tapuia's time, and it's been brought through and taught to all the generations from one Wiriwiriteranga Paitapu. He was also a master carver and waka builder at Tiranga Wawe, so that's been, he's taught that. He taught that while he was alive, and a lot of those aunties on the front line were products of their parents who were in, taught by him as well as them. They were like Te Pau Mangatawhiri Junior Group, I think they call it, Junior Club. performed it as a way to aringa, aye. We performed it as our way to tear our coral today. Mainly because Tiny is holding the Māori for the exhibition. Waikato Tiny holds the Māori at the moment with Te Papa, and Uruanuka is one of the most significant tonga that we have here, so that's why we put that into the program again this year. It was to pay our respects and to that, our tonga and the exhibition. Composed. The full composition covers a lot of things about her life before she decided to take up the reins and drive the Kingitanga kaupapa to try and achieve her tupuna's, her uncle's aspirations in regards to the kingitanga. She started up the band. She actually started up a traveling haka troupe. So they'd walk around and fundraise, and it starts with and some aspects of her own private life as well. It's quite hilarious, and it's really honest writing, if I can say that, honest writing. And that only Māoris can write that. It's about some really personal issues, but it's delivered in such a way that it's not comical, but it's humorous, and but still honest. So it talks about her life, about all her people's life, people that came to work with her, the Paumanga Tawhiri, and how they actually worked and built up enough pūtea and built up the ground at Tiranga Wawe so they could afford to cover the cost of build Mahinarangi where it is today. That's what that poem is about.
Thank you.
Ngāti Haua took it out of the Bible and they've adapted a tune to it. And so it's really, it's a good way for them to, one, learn what's in the Bible, as well as, you know, you're singing, you're enjoying it, you're praising everything, and now it's good for the young people. When I first heard it, I loved it because it was a bit faster than that. The tempo was different, but I think it was appropriate that they slowed it down for this particular rompe because it's our kaumātua group, and they have a different wairua as well.
Oh, yeah.
Ko nei rā, comes from Kawhia, from Ngāti Mahuta. It's a farewell song, so you're saying, hei ko nei rā I te wī e noho I rā. You're leaving as we use for an exit. Very often used for exit, mostly used for an exit, because of the simplicity of the words. And she wrote that. I guess we're just sharing it around the whole of Waikato, really. But the words are self-explanatory in that way.
Te reo
irirangi. O Ngāti
FM.
I said, see that hill over there? when I was a little child, before I went to school, I remember my grandmother taking me on that hill. All day she'd be crying for the land. All day. She'll start looking up the Hoonia, looking up the Matangi Valley to the Hoonia Ranges. And the very first thing that come out of her mouth was, she'd be berating Ngāti Pāua for taking the land of Kōhiriki.
Mm.
The government had kicked Kōhiriki off the land. They thought that they had killed a person in Drury and ended up as the wrong person. But they'd already kicked Kōhiriki out. A number of years later, they realised it was the wrong people that had done the killing.
Mm.
So, and of course, they'd confiscated their land.
Mm.
So they thought, well, they better give the land back to the tribe. They gave it back to the wrong people. They gave it back to Ngāti Pāua instead of giving it back to Kōhiriki. Mm. Well, my grandmother, that's where she started her crying for the land, eh? And what had happened to the people back in those times where the land was made rupa to. She cried where the wars had started. I was a little kid, I didn't even go. She'd take a kit full of food for me, she'd be crying, and I'd be standing there crying with her because I'm a little child, sick of this, eh? Get the kai, I'd say to my grandmother. Or she'd give me an apple. Oh, takotoi kona. That means lie over there. I mean, fast asleep, wake up, and she's, crying some in that area.
Mm.
She'd give me an apple. So you sit there, you fall off to sleep again because you're listening to her talking, about these wars and the raupatu, how the land had been confiscated. She'd go all around on top of this hill, all around it. And I must have gone up that hill about 3 or 4 times before I even going to school.
Really?
She's talking about the wake up of wars and all the wars.
Mm.
And whenua o tamau. Tamau who had been the chief right back to certain areas. But she used to berate Ngāti Pāua. And Ngāti Pāua is related to the Kingitanga, because there were two brothers, over in Huntley area. I can't remember the name of the opposite Taupiti area. There were the two brothers. One stayed on that area, the opposite side of Taupiti, and the other fellow, he was kicked out, he decided, he's going to come over the hill and start his own tribe.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he done. He came over to the Hauraki and started Pāua. His name was Pāua.
Mm.
He started Ngāti Pāua. Eh?
Mm.
And of course, my grandmother would berate them because she says they knew that land at northern Wairua did not belong to them.
Mm.
And it belonged to Kōhiriki, and they accepted the land and got the money. They were compensated by the government, given the land. She used to berate them, be hollering, get up in your yaku, she'd be crying and I'll be crying.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of times my father would come and ride the horse across the paddocks there to come and pick me up because I used to walk up there when I was a little, but you stay up on this hill all day long, I'd be crying my eyes out. My grandmother say, come on, because she couldn't carry me because she was too old, eh? So my father would come riding across the paddocks to pick me up, and he'd berate his mother for, what are you doing taking this, why are you taking this child up there? Listen to all that rubbish. I still remember my father saying, listen to that rubbish. But I used to go home and I used to tell these people, that was what my grandmother. And guess what? We ended up at a claim at Waiheke Island.
Mm.
This claim for Kōhiriki.
Mm.
They had the claimant, one of my cousins from Waikarakia.
All right.
It's where the Kohiriki people ended up in Maramarua, Waikarakia area.
Mm.
They had this claim, they made this claim to the tribunal. And it's exactly like what my grandmother had been. And my sister-in-law, she's a teacher, you know, in Avondale. She used to be interested in what I used to say to them, tell them what I'd heard from my grandmother. She said, Queen. Yeah, and what did your grandmother say? No, tell her what I could remember.
Mm.
Well, when we went to that claims, what the hang they call it, at the Waiheke Island, where they had this tribunal claim at Waiheke Island, it was about Kohiriki. Oh, my gosh, Carolyn Tucker says to me, oh, kui, you know, it's like listening to you. That's exactly what these people are saying.
Mm.
And it was a Pākehā that insisted that Kohiriki make a claim, lay a claim. Mm. It was this historian, I wish I could remember his name.
Mm.
It was this guy that insisted that Kohiriki make this claim.
It wasn't Graham Murdoch by any chance, was it?
I guess I wish I could remember.
Mm. And they were talking about the Kaiawa Whakatiwa.
Yes.
Area?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, the northern Wairoa area, you know, back the other side of Clevedon area, in that area there, you know, back further back there.
Mm.
In that Orere area, is where these people, the tribe, Kohiriki, was from.
Mm.
And they were kicked out of there because they'd been accused of killing some person in the Drury area, eh?
Mm.
And I used to tell them about this. I'd say, whenever I used to go back, when I first come to Wellington, I'd had a couple of kids go back to Wangatari, and I'd say to my relatives, we'd all be there, sitting around drinking beer, and I'd say, see that pig station up there when I was little? Oh, I heard that story many of the times. Sick of that story, quick. Well, we ended up at a claims court case in Waiheke Island it was really interesting. I was like, someone must have told these people what I had told them, what my grandmother had told me all the time had been recorded, obviously, But my sister-in-law, Carolyn Tucker, she was absolutely impressed. Queen, can you hear what they say with the lawyers or whatever they are? Can you hear what they're saying clearly? It's like listening to what you used to say to these, to your relatives, our relatives of Mangatangi. They say, oh, sick of listening to that story, heard that before. Used to repeat myself a bit. And it came out on these, I was impressed with them. Oh, someone must have went, you know, one of my cousins must have went to these lawyers and told them what I had told them, what my grandmother had told me, all the time. They knew, I think it was down historically, it was written about, you know, how the land was given back to the wrong people, wrong time.
And it was interesting that Kohiriki ended up at Whakatiwa in the end. Waikarakia.
Kohiriki had ended up in Waikarakia. They were kicked out from they were given this, so many acres of land. Big acres of land. They've ended up with a couple of little farmlets. You laugh. We come through that area, coming home through Monument Road. We call it Monument Road, you see. And to come back through the Matamata area to get back to Tito. Mm. This was last Saturday when they're coming home. And I says to my grandchildren, this place that we're going through belonged to the Tupuna, had originally belonged to your great-grandparents, the Tuckers. And through the tribes, through the Kohiriki tribe, all this area had meant to have been for the Kohiriki iwi. Not even. Ended up with two little farmlets, make you laugh.
Mm.
But I remember the village there was quite a huge village there when I was little.
Whakatiwa?
No, Marawari.
Waikarakia.
Quite a number of families there. Quite a number of people who had been, part of the movement that had moved from the northern, northeastern Wairau area.
Mm.
Yeah, still the Uri, and I think, well, some of the tuckers are still there anyway.
Mm.
They were the ones that followed up the claim. My cousin's son, Joe Johnson, he pressed the issue. He was a tucker, but he changed his name back to his father's.
And do you remember if there were many people from Kohereke when you were young at Mangatangi? It was known then as a Tamoho Marae, Ngāti Tamoho, but also Ngāti Kohereke as well? Or was it predominantly known, people knew Ngāti Tamoho at Mangatangi?
Oh, Ngāti Tamoho. Mm. It was always Ngāti Tamoho. But, of course, you know, our relatives at Waikanaki, well, but they made the claim. They followed up this claim that this historian had insisted that they'd have a claim.
Mm.
They followed it up because they want to build a church at Waikarakia.
Te reo, te reo, te reo irirangi.
O Ngāti Tamoho.
104.6 FM.
Tūmeke.
I te honga ake, I aku moe moia, ko te pua waitanga, ko te whakaaro. Ko tōna tikanga, mā te moimoia, mā te wawata, ka whai whakaaro, ka whakamanahia te tangata. When I awoke from my dream, my aspirations were realised. I woke from my dreams to the blossoming of thoughts.
Te reo, te reo, te reo irirangi.
O Ngāti Tamoho.
104.6 FM.
Tūmeke.
Kēngi atu heitia, o te whirinaki a whatu moana, Te kāhui ariki mō ngā tinana e mā wiwi ana, taino kia mātou kato I te rangi nei.
Take me in my heart.